It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station. It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome on in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. I am looking forward to this. This is one of the best shows we're going to have all year long. Not just a top five show. No, Hans. This is going to be number one with a bullet. Let's go. How are you?
Number one all time. Man, it's great to hear your voice. I feel like I've been gone from you for so long. It feels like we've been apart for so many days.
Oh, man. Okay, so you are down in Vegas. I'm up here, by the way. And I know usually you get to hang out with the Mountain Land guys, and I'm gone, but the roles are reversed. I'm here in Salt Lake City, 2808 South Main Street. It is Mountain Land Power Supply. Come by, and Hans, this place is so cool. This is like a dream place, man. Riding lawnmowers, the snow blowers, the snow plows, everything you need. And they got the grill. I don't care if it's been snowing all day. They got the grill out there firing up the burgers. Let's go. Grab you some lunch and come by and hang out with us. And we got jazz gear we're going to give away. But you, my friend, you are down in Las Vegas, and you took Lloyd with you. You took Christian with you. I would have enjoyed an invite, but I was not allowed to go. But that's okay. That's fine.
I'm not doing this. I'm not going to accept that. You know that that's not the case. We could have got you back to your flight on Saturday. We could have absolutely pressed. We begged you to come. And you said, absolutely not. I refuse to spend any time outside of work with you or Lloyd. And I was, it broke my heart.
That didn't happen either. But how was the drive down? I know that K-Bank was giving you all kinds of worries about the snow. How was it?
It was perfect. Like, just perfect. In fact, not a single flake, not a single drop of rain. We actually ended up leaving at about 8 o'clock last night. And made it down so we were able to avoid any of the snow and rain. I am hoping that any Utah fan, any BYU fan, any football fan that's trying to make their way to Vegas, I'm hoping that you're safe. I'm hoping it's all going okay. I know that they got a little bit of snow over the night, Scotty, but I don't know if it was as devastating as we thought that it might be. But Lloyd and I, just to be on the safe side, and Christian, we wanted to get out of there and make sure we got down here safe. So we are here. We're safe. We're broadcasting from the Mandalay Bay Studios. And we are running some video and some pictures so that you can see where we're at. Scotty, we're like a five-minute walk to Allegiant Arena. So, wow. Our stadium. Yeah, we're just across the land bridge from the stadium. And we have already put together just a couple of videos for Instagram, the KSL Sports Instagram account. So if you want to check those out, you can go to the KSL Sports Instagram account, follow there. We are going to be making quite a few videos because we did get this really nice studio here in Mandalay Bay. Big thanks to Mike and Scott, who are in charge of the studios and sports book out here, for helping us get connected and get rolling. They've been fantastic. But it's just exciting, Scotty. I love times like this because when you and I think back to our – but it'd be my 16 seasons on air, your whatever 20-something seasons on air. You don't
get 35.
It feels like 40. You don't get many opportunities to be a part of or broadcast for or analyze a championship game. It just doesn't happen. The Utah Jazz have been unable to get themselves past the Western Conference Finals. We did have one opportunity to broadcast and analyze a West Coast Finals game years and years ago. We did have the championship game last year. It feels like forever since BYU has been a part of a big-time bowl or a big-time championship game. That's why I'm so excited for them to get back in the Big 12. So we could potentially be calling and analyzing and broadcasting for a Big 12 championship game at some point. And that would be fantastic because, Scotty, this is a blast. The Pac-12 championship game, USC-Utah rematch. I've run through all the film I watched last year or the game that they played last earlier in the season. I've gone through all the numbers, and this is what it's all about. This is why we do what we do, is for the love of moments like this.
I always go back to, and I'm always jealous because I know David James and PK wasn't doing radio, but he was doing newspaper at the time. But the guys in the media, like that 96-97 era when the Jazz were in the finals back-to-back years, BYU, your BYU team played in the Cotton Bowl. Utah went to the national championship game in the NCAA tournament. Like, that was the salad days, and I would love nothing more than to be part of a stretch of games because, you know, we always love, you know, talking about the backup quarterback at these college football teams in August. But at the end of the day, we want to – this is why I will fully admit, like, you know, everybody – you know, BYU fans think we hate them or Utah fans think we hate them. We want to talk about championship teams. We want to talk about championship games. I will actively root for your team because it makes my job easier and far more fun and far more entertaining when we get to talk about teams that are winning. It's good for business when teams win. And for Utah to be in another Pac-12 championship game, and I would love nothing more than for BYU to be in a conference championship game in the Big 12 in the near future. Yeah. It was great last year covering Utah State and being with the Aggies when they won a conference championship in the Mountain West Conference. That is just... It's fun and fun for it's good for business and fun to be a part of.
Man, it is exciting. And Scotty, we walked in here to the Mandalay Bay Studios, and it is jam packed with Utah fans. Jam packed.
Oh, really?
Jam packed. So it's about I would say 200-yard walk from entering the door, getting over to the studios into Mandalay Bay. Just a guesstimate, probably past 100, maybe more, Utah fans that are packed in here at the Mandalay Bay. Now, it is connected by land bridge to Allegiant Stadium, so I know that this would be kind of the Utah and USC hub. I've seen a few USC shirts, but tons of Utah fans. And on our drive down last night, multiple cars with their Utah fan flags and their Utah gear, and I would say a solid stream of vehicles that we were driving alongside or passing or have passing us. So I know that there's got to be, out of the 65,000 seats that are sold to make this a sold-out Pac-12 championship game, there has got to be 35 or 40,000 Utah fans. Now, I'm not saying they're all making the trip out of Salt Lake City or out of Utah to Vegas. A lot of them probably flying in from different areas and maybe different states, but it is loaded with Utah fans. In fact, it feels like it's a heavy overweight for USC fans that are here. But we'll see, because we're going to head over to the stadium right after we conclude with the Pac-12 championship pregame that we're going to be putting together starting at 5 o'clock local time, 4 o'clock here in Vegas. We're going to head over there, and we'll get a picture of it, and we'll get to see how many fans are there. Christian, Lloyd, and myself, we're excited to be a part of it, and you can just feel the excitement. Scotty, it's so much fun, and it's not fun to be in Vegas. I can't stand Vegas. I do love the Mandalay Bay, though. This is the hub of all UFC fighting. It's the hub of some of the greatest Mike Tyson fights and Mayweather fights and Holyfield fights. This is a big-time place, but Vegas, Scotty, you know Vegas. You know it.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. Hey, and I did admit, like, that we will actively kind of root for local teams to do well because, again, it's good for business. But can you just – I just have one favor to ask, though. Can you tell Lloyd to lay off the face paint for the game tonight? That's all I ask.
Oh, man. Lloyd woke up this morning looking like the Road Warriors. He's got the shoulder pads with the spikes that come off of it. He's mohawked his hair, and he's got half of it silver and the back half black. He thinks he's going to a Raiders game. I'm not even kidding you. He thinks this is a Raiders. I'm like, he's just so excited to be around Raiderville. And right now I'm actually watching him. He's sitting at a table with, it looks like, I don't know, maybe half
like
Raider fans.
Table?
Like, no, no. We would never, Scotty. We would never.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But it looks like he's trying to find Raider fans that he can sit down with and commiserate with. Like, our quarterback, Jacobs enough.
The Raiders fans aren't going to be at the Mandalay Bay. They'll be down on Fremont Street. Like, that's that's kind of the clientele that frequents that place.
The Gulch. They're an old town. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, by the way, again, it's a heavy football day. Alema Harrington and Ron McBride are going to come by at 1 o'clock. And I just got a note. It's actually going to get bumped up a little bit. At 1:45, it was going to be 2:05, but at 1:45 today, so we'll adjust our clock a little bit, Craig Smith, head coach of the University of Utah, as the Utes get the upset over fourth-ranked Arizona last night in the Huntsman Center. And Craig is going to join us coming up at 1:45 today. So, again, was going to join us about 2:05, but because of scheduling issues, he's got to come on a little early. So we'll have Craig Smith joining us at 1:45, and what a big win for them last night. That was a lot of fun.
Wow. Can you imagine? And, yeah, you talk about winning being good business.
Yeah.
You talk about relationships in this industry, and I know you got a really good one with Craig, and you've known him for a lot of years, and you broadcast his games for a lot of years. How about the pure joy on his face coming from the videos that were taken out of that locker room? My goodness. You talk about a guy that stepped into a pretty difficult situation, is trying to figure out what college basketball and the transfer portal are all about. He's trying to rebuild and reestablish a legacy basketball program that has done great things. And a win like that goes a long way, Scotty, a long way. So I'm excited to have Craig Smith on today.
Yeah, fired up for him, fired up for that team. I went back. I wasn't able to watch it live last night, but kind of revisited this morning. And what was really fun to watch was the fact that Arizona made push after push in that second half. And they'd whittle it down to single digits, and then Utah would push it right back up to double digits. And they took a few haymakers last night. They were able to stand tall and found a way to get a W, and that was really, really impressive to see. So with that, Hans, we got a lot on the plate today, so let's get to it. Starting lineup begins right now.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
The lineup is set, and it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup, presented by Peach Windows and Doors. Gotta love it! On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
So, Hans, the Utes hit the road to Las Vegas. I know a lot of Utah fans are down there. They brave the snow, the nasty conditions, but it should be a packed house at Allegiant Stadium where the Utes will try for back-to-back conference championship game victories after knocking off Oregon in blowout fashion. They've got a much, much better USC team that they'll face off this year. Utes already have the game one victory between these two teams, but how much do you take away from that game in this game today? Is there things that you say, okay, well, that happened in the first game, so we can plan on that happening here? Or is that just not the case and every game's its own, you know, its own situation?
No, I think it's the best evaluation that you can possibly have, Scotty, to go back and self-evaluate, see what you liked and what you didn't like when you had to push and be aggressive and when you weren't as aggressive. I got to imagine that they're going over their two-point conversion attempts and some of their fourth down situations and looking at what worked for them in those moments and maybe working some things off of those, because you know USC is going to be self-evaluating off the same film, which is always interesting because now it becomes a bit of a chess game between Kyle Whittingham and Lincoln Riley. And you go back to that game, Scotty, Utah went 3 of 3 on fourth down conversions. 3 of 3. and I can't tell you how big those fourth down conversions were for the University of Utah. They did well in their third down conversions, over 50% going 7 of 13 on third down conversions and keeping their drives alive. So you go back, you self-evaluate, and you look at things that you did offensively that you can build off of. I know that USC is looking at it thinking, how healthy is Dalton Kincaid and how healthy is Cam Rising? Because it was those two that made us look really stupid in that first game. Really stupid. So what can we do if Dalton Kincaid is healthy and he's out there, which, by the way, Scotty, I'm expecting him to be. That is just me going off what I'm seeing, what I saw in the last game, how we've seen Dalton Kincaid back on the field. I fully expect Dalton Kincaid to play in this game. So USC is going to go back and look at what they did do and what they didn't do and how embarrassed they were by what he did. A tight end going for over 240 yards on you is unheard of. And Dalton Kincaid made them look silly. So if I'm Utah, I'm working a few things off Kincaid. I don't know if I'm flaring him. Look, if they couldn't cover him in game one, I'm testing to see if they cover him in game two. Can you cover him in game two? Do you have the speed? Did you make the adjustments? And then I've got a full offensive package ready that as soon as they show me a certain coverage, they're forcing safety to open field, or they're forcing safety to strength side, or they've got an outside linebacker, or they got a nickel that they feel is an oversized nickel that they can match up with Dalton, and they're still using some safety rotations over the top part of the field that Dalton Kincaid is running into. You take all of those things and you have packages put together and ready to exercise over the top of them. And as soon as they engage defensively to take Dalton Kincaid out, you make sure that you've got that package ready and you force them out of it. And I think that Andy Ludwig and Kyle Whittingham are smart enough that they should be able to do that. They should be able to have those packages ready to put on display as soon as USC really starts to force into that defense on Kincaid. So, absolutely. To your question, Scotty, you go back, you do full self-evaluations. You look at all percentages, and percentages are broken down from the hash. Percentages are broken down from field position, yardage, red zone, and you work. I just remember our percentage sheets were ridiculous. They were all squared out on a football field. It would show 25% on third down from the 25-yard line. They are going to line up in this defense, or they are going to attempt to do this. Now, those percentages can be completely crazy if USC is self-evaluating and USC jumps in and starts changing some things. But absolutely, man, you max out that film and you try to replicate the good things, and then you try to figure out what you can do defensively to slow down USC.
Yeah. And I think that's certainly huge in this game, because defensively, that is what this game is all going to come down to. Because I think Utah should be – look, if Utah can't get anything going offensively, they don't have a chance. But if Utah's going offensively and defensively they're struggling containing a Caleb Williams, who is probably going to win a Heisman Trophy this season. He's a phenomenal player, has earned all the accolades. It's coming his way. If you can't find a way to slow him down, you're not going to stop him. USC is going to score a whole lot of points in this game. But if you can't find a way to get key stops in this game, then you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble. And what can Utah replicate that they did in the second half in that game and carry over into the full game? Utah's defense is much improved from where they came into that game against USC. They were not in a good place defensively and seemed to turn the corner a bit in that second half. Can you continue to play well defensively? Can you force field goals? Can you get a few punts in there? I don't know if this team can force turnovers, because USC's only turned it over four times. But if you can pick up one, just one, and flip the field and get some points off a turnover and steal a possession somewhere along the way, that's going to be great, because this offense is going to churn out probably a whole lot of yards and a whole lot of points tonight, Hans.
Yeah, there's a good chance. Even though I fully believe Clark Phillips is going to be back on the field. Again, that goes back to just my gut, my instinct. I think Clark Phillips will absolutely be on the field. The way they had him ready last week tells me that he probably could have played but didn't need to against Colorado, not with the expectation of jumping out and declaring for the NFL draft, but the expectation that if you do win and all those other cards fall into place, you might be playing a Pac-12 championship game, and it'd be really nice to have Clark Phillips healthy and ready. So that's what I took from him not playing last week against Colorado. Fully expect it. That's important. It is critical that he's on the field. Because as Scotty mentioned, Caleb Williams had 5 touchdown passes against this Utah defense last year. This is a passing offense right now that is number 5 in the country. Number 5. They're putting up 330 yards a game. This is an offense that puts up 510 yards a game. But this is an offense that's putting up 330 yards a game through the air, and that's off the hand of Caleb Williams. He was over that average at 381 yards through the air for 5 touchdowns against Utah. I'm sure that Utah's defensive backfield has taken that personally. I've got to imagine every one of them. Zamaya Vaughn, Cole Bishop, Isbell, Clark Phillips, all of them have taken that extremely personal. 5 touchdowns through the air, 381 yards dropped on your head. Now, you got out of it with a win so you could feel good about the win, but you also learned a lot about yourself. The other thing is, Scotty, I think that your linebackers have dramatically improved in the time that they've had between that game and this game. So that should be extremely helpful. You've lost Van Fillinger, but I don't know how much of a loss that's really been for the defense. That is not a shot at Van at all. It's not a shot. It's just there wasn't a dramatic bit of production that was a dramatic fall off when you lost him. It just felt like Gabe Reed started taking more reps. Connor O'Toole started taking more reps. You started seeing, Jonah Ellis take more reps. You started seeing some of these defensive ends just start to rotate in a little bit. And then Samonte Pepa started to pick up the speed just a little bit. So, Scotty, I feel like this defense is going to be on tilt. Miki Sugihara is another one that it picked up some extra time. I just don't feel like this defense is going to fall flat on their face. I think they're going to be energized. And like we've seen so many times where Kyle has prepared for big games, I expect them to be disciplined.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I agree as well, and I think that you're going to get a hell of an effort from both these teams tonight. I think this is shaping up to be a really classic game, don't you? I mean, it just feels like we could have another really special game, and I think we talk about what's best for the Pac-12. What would be really great for the Pac-12 is for this game to be incredibly exciting, going right down to the wire, being a one-possession game, and a lot of drama down the fourth quarter. What would be very bad for the Pac-12 is for USC to win this game in a blowout, because then, USC can be like, the Big Ten's can be like, yeah, see that team that just rolled over Utah?
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? They're coming to our conference next year. Oh, that team that's in the college – or not next year, but in the next couple of years. That team that just got a spot in the college football playoff, they're coming to our place. They just, dump truck the rest of their conference. So if there's something that certainly the Pac-12's rooting for tonight is – you want a lot of drama, and you want a great game in this one.
Well, every once in a while, you'll bump into an offense that can't capitalize on turnovers. And I think that turnovers gets overutilized when you're talking about keys to the game. It's like that's the stupidest thing you can really mention because, of course, it's a key to the game. But the problem is when you've got an offense like USC, they'll capitalize on every extra possession that they get. They're going to at least put 3 points on the board. One of the biggest deficiencies on this entire Utah team, Scotty, this entire team is Utah's defensive red zone.
Yeah.
That is the biggest deficiency that you're going to find defensively. They're 105th in the country in defensive red zone. They've had 35 red zone attempts so far this season. In the 35 attempts, they've given up 24 touchdowns and they've given up a total of 31 scores. There's only been four forced empty possessions once a team gets into the red zone. And 24 of the 35 have been touchdowns. So USC, and we know that USC is one of the best at doing that, USC will make you pay with every single turnover. And all Utah fans need to keep this into consideration. USC comes into this number one in turnover margin by a large distance at plus 23. Scotty, you and I have been doing this a lot of years. I've been playing the game and analyzing it a lot of years. You've been analyzing it a lot of years. Have you ever seen a plus 23 margin at the end of a regular season?
Nope. I have not. I have not covered it. I'm sure it's probably happened before, but I've never seen it personally.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
So 19 interceptions on the season. That's why we talked about this yesterday. You can't get comfortable with whatever you're trying to do with Kincaid, because in that critical moment, they will step in front of a pass.
Yep.
They've done it all year long. And it's not like they've got one ball hawk. They've got a few guys that have multiple interceptions. Kalen Bullock, who is actually a true blood raised Trojan, he's got five interceptions and he leads the team. Then you got Mekhi Blackmon, who is a transfer that is second with three. And then you've got a bunch of guys that have one interception across the board. It's just multiple defenses, multiple looks, tip balls at the line. You have had a lot of pressures from Tuipulotu and some of these other defensive linemen that have made it really difficult and to get a clean pass off and force it into these windows. And these guys will come up with interceptions. So that's what USC does extremely well. They get the ball back. And they capitalize on their turnovers. It's something that Utah has to focus on. That's why, Scotty, I would love to have a healthy, bullish, strong, committed Tavian Thomas in this game. Because you mentioned this yesterday, and I thought you said it perfectly. Keep USC off the field offensively. Yep. Just if you've got to hammer this thing and bite 3 yards off, I talked about this yesterday too. You're number five in time of possession. You average just over 33 minutes per game in time of possession, but you did it with guys like Tavian Thomas. You've done it with really nice fourth down conversions at times to extend and to hold on to a ball. Do that against USC, and you can come out of this thing with a win.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans is down in Las Vegas. I'm here in Salt Lake at great location, Hans. Mountainland Supply Company, Power Equipment. 2808 South Main Street, and it is a beautiful spot. Jeff's hanging out with me, and you know, Jeff, this is kind of a legacy location. People have used to coming here for a long time, but now it's got the Mountainland name on it, and that Mountainland power and the Mountainland brand that really kind of takes it to the next level. And I'm looking at the riding lawnmowers. I'm looking at the snow blowers. I'm looking at the snow plows. Like, anything you need, you've got it here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's crank you up here a little bit. So let's talk about some of the deals you got going on down here.
So we've got luckily, we've got a good selection of snowblowers. Not so fortunate in years past, but the kind of day we're having today, it's a great time to, come down and check them out. We've got some discounts on them and parts discounts as well for plows, which, again, good day for that as well.
There's a lot of people probably that over this last week, I woke up this morning and they're like, oh, I got to shovel again. And they keep telling themselves, I'm going to get a snowblower. Well, now your back's thrown out. Now you're sore all day today. You're in a bad mood. So let's just get you a snowblower so you feel better about life, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You're late for work, and then you got all the crazies on the road to deal with.
Yeah.
So,
That's a great thing, too, because these snowblowers, if you take care of them, they'll last forever, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a guy come in here this morning that was working on one that was inherited at Bosch, 20-plus years old. So they don't get the use like a lawnmower because it's not a regular weekly job with it. So,
What's interesting too is where I live, I bought a snowblower when I moved there, and our good friend Christian Cox, who's not on the mic right now, but he lived kind of in that Bountiful area, and I told him what snowblower I got, and he's like, "You're going to need a better one." And so, sure enough, I ended up going to Mountainland Supply a couple years later and be like, I need a better snowblower because this one's not getting it done. And if you have the right snowblower, it doesn't matter what kind of conditions you're dealing with. It'll save your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that's so true.
All right. So, you got the burgers going.
Yep. Burgers and dogs.
free for anybody who just wants to come on by and say hi, right?
Yeah, come on down, check out the store, see what we've got to offer. You know, snowblowers just part of what we do. Lawnmowers, snowplows, string trimmers, all the power equipment. We run the whole gamut.
You can't go wrong. Stop by here, 2808 South Main Street in Salt Lake. It is Mountain Land Supply. The power equipment is ready to go. So you come on by, grab yourself lunch, check out these equipment, ready to go. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
The Zone is counting you down to the kickoff of the 2022 Pac-12 Championship Game between Utah and USC. Pac-12 Championship Game coverage on The Zone is presented by UCCU. Love where you bank. Right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, all right, so I'm going to let you take this for what it's worth here, Hans. Sua Cravens, he played in the NFL for a while, played for the Broncos. He's a USC grad. He now is an analyst at CBS Sports, does some other media work. Here's his tweet that he just sent out. My sources are saying not only is Coach Deion Sanders to Colorado a done deal, but Coach Sanders plans on bringing a new defensive coordinator from Alabama staff. Expect an announcement from either Colorado or Deion this weekend or early next week. Again, just because it's out there on the old Twitter machine doesn't necessarily mean it's true. But there has not been a quick denial by anybody in this.
Well, when Lane Kiffin was staying at Ole Miss, he was quick to say, "What are you guys talking about?
Yep.
You're out of your mind." Deion Sanders
and our
has
buddy,
not said a word.
And our buddy OC has given it some credibility. Says, "Look at Sua getting the scoop. Dude does it all." So Sean O'Connell seems to trust him, or at least his work. So I don't know. Could we be seeing it? Deion Sanders coming to Colorado?
Well, we very well could. There's a couple of reasons to be excited about that if you're a Pac-12 fan. So Deion Sanders, Neon Deion, took over at Jackson State in 2020. And it was during COVID. It was very difficult. He fought his butt off. He finished 4-3 and really started to implement his will. You come out of that COVID year, you go into 2021, Jackson State goes undefeated in conference play at 9-0. They end up with an 11-2 overall record, and they started to build some real momentum. This year, they come into this year, they go undefeated in conference play. They're at 11-0. They've built all kinds of momentum, and people are in love with them. Now, there's a couple of things that he's doing that have led to this. He's in the portal. He's gotten a collective.
Yep.
He's found a way to pay athletes. He's brought in a good coaching staff, including former Utah Ute Trevor Riley. And he's built a lot of excitement around that HBCU.
I don't think if he's able to do it at Jackson State at that high a level, then he's going to get Colorado turned around pretty quickly.
Well, think about Deion Sanders sitting in your front room, Scotty.
You can't say no to that. You cannot. Especially if you're able to offer NIL money and a chance to, and get the spotlight, because wherever Deion Sanders goes, the cameras are going to follow. Game day, I'm sure, will be there. Everybody will want to be a part of it. He'll be the biggest, talked about coach at Pac-12 Media Day. He puts your school on the map. Now, and it appears that he can coach. I mean, look at the success he's had there at Jackson State. Look, I don't know, the landscape of that conference. I don't know the landscape of the teams that he's playing, but he's recruited well. He's brought in good players, and that's frankly what it's all about, right? If you have good players, you'll win. It's that simple in college.
It is 100%. You're right. If he can go out and he can get these great athletes, you know, he went out and got Travis Hunter, who was one of the best backs in the country. And he has landed a couple of big-time recruits. Now, I'm curious what the message has been to them, with it being Jackson State and an HBCU, and, you know, come represent your race and your culture and your history, and we'll do this together. And whatever message he was sharing with them, I'm sure it was powerful, and it really did resonate, and it's brought in some great talent. I'm wondering, Scotty, if he can now go to those guys and say, you fought with me at Jackson State, come fight with me at Colorado. Oh, yeah. I don't see why those guys would say, oh, no, it's Jackson State and it's nothing else. I got to imagine that those guys are committed to the passion that Deion Sanders brings. So I'll give you my thoughts on Neon Deion. I've never met the guy. Been around the game for a lot of years. I've never met the guy. But when I watch interviews and I see his interactions with people, he reminds me of an extremely famous, extremely high-profile Sharif Shaw. If Sharif Shaw was one of the best defensive backs in NFL history, I think he would be a Deion Sanders. Deion had gifts on the field that were incredible. Then he had the fashion sense, and he had all the pizzazz. He had the excitement, and he brought the show. Love him or hate him, it doesn't matter to me. He was the show, pure entertainment. When he would sit in front of a camera or a mic, you always knew you were going to get a soundbite because he's passionate. And I'm hoping he could bring that passion, bring some athletes, and come in, get the back in Colorado. Look, if Colorado's bringing in Deion Sanders, they're opening up the bank. And they're saying, what do you want? Your coaching staff, you mentioned on that tweet from Sua, what do you want on your coaching staff? What do you want for your collective? What do we need to do for athletes? Let's build this thing and get it back to business, because we're sick of being bottom dwellers. How embarrassing that you are the worst team in the country. As I mentioned, I have never covered a team that is more in the basement on numbers in every statistical category, both defensively and offensively, as bad as this Colorado team. I've never covered it. Never researched it, never covered it. It's that bad. So he'll put that work in, and if they open up the bank, I think Deion Sanders gets them back to relevance in 2 years.
Yeah, if not sooner.
With what Lincoln Riley did.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in a world right now where you can completely – you could be 0-12. You could be 1-11, like Colorado ended the year. You could be 1-11, and if you hit the portal right and you have the money, you can be 11-1 the next year. Easily done. I mean, when I say easily, if you have the resources, you have the money, and you have the ability to bring in transfers, and your academic center is able to get guys approved and let them to get in, you can go one. If money is not an issue, if academics are not an issue, you're willing to turn a blind eye to a couple things, you can reload and get back into contention immediately. There's no more 3 or 4 year projects. Get my guys in, coach them up, develop them, and we'll get this thing turned around. No. And that's going to be the expectations for Prime too. If he comes in and Deion Sanders takes over this team, Colorado fans aren't looking for, hey, look, it's 6-6. He improved by 5 wins. No, they're going to want a 9-win season next year. And frankly, they should probably get one if they're willing to commit the resources to do it.
They absolutely should get one if they commit those resources. I hope he brings Trevor Riley with him. I would love to see Trevor continue to build, and because we all see it in him. We know that he's got that extra something. He's always been a friend of the show and just an incredible personality. So I go back to some of these coaches. I've already seen firsthand the way some of these coaches recruit. You know, I'm watching Sharif Shaw. I'm studying what he does, how he interacts. And there is no facade with him. He's just not fake. He's just very passionate. And I've seen him interact with my son a couple times, and it is awesome. I can't even tell you, Scotty. It's like you stand there and you think, oh, man, all I want is for my kid to be exposed to that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I told Rock when we walked away from our interaction with Sharif, I said, you absorb all that energy.
Yes.
And you figure out how to apply that to you, to your profession, to your job, to your work, to your school. Figure out how to apply it. That's how I'm sure Deion Sanders recruits.
Yep.
And if if Deion was in my front room with my son, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, geez, you know, it's a lifestyle. Do I really want my son to have this crazy, flashy lifestyle? You know how he's going to recruit, Scotty. He's going to say, hey, you're a religious man, right? Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that we have everything that you could ever imagine to make sure that you're successful at whatever area that you want to succeed in your religion. You know, he's a very charismatic, smart individual, and it would be really tough to say, hey, Deion, it's not happening. He's going to be a powerful recruiter in the West.
Yeah. Well, let me throw this at you. And I don't look, it's the same thing. Deion, you know, all we know out of Deion is how he played, and that's our generation of the NFL. So we watched him play, and then I think this next generation saw him as an analyst and saw him as a TV personality, and now we're seeing him as a coach. The one thing about Sharif Shah, when he comes into your living room and he talks about your kid and says, I'm going to do this for your kid, I think he's going to be great, and he's genuine about it, it's real. Like, Sharif Shah will coach your kid hard. He's going to scream and yell at him if he screws up, but he's also – nobody on that staff's going to love him more and going to support him more than Sharif Shah will. That's just who Sharif Shah is. He is the most genuine, most caring individual I frankly have ever met in the coaching world, bar none, because it's real. Deion Sanders is going to say all that stuff. What I don't know
that's
is
good
if
point.
That's real.
That's
if
a really
it's
good
real
point.
And genuine.
It might be hollow because we don't know him. We don't know his history with kids. No, you're absolutely right. That's something you're going to have to watch play out. I will tell you that you gain a name and you gain a reputation very quickly as a coach if you are disingenuous like that, because nowadays kids don't have to stomach it. Well, I wish that kids would stomach it more, but kids don't stomach it anymore. They just jump in the portal and they're gone. And it feels like it's more exposed if it's not real.
Hans and Scotty, 12:45 coming up next. What you may have missed. Also, Alema Harrington and Ron McBride will chat with them coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll break away for football just for a moment to chat with Craig Smith, whose University of Utah team pulled off a massive upset last night, knocking off Arizona in the Huntsman Center. So we'll chat with him at 1:45. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Utah, USC. The Utes battle the Trojans for a chance to play in back-to-back Rose Bowls. Pac-12 championship game coverage on The Zone is presented by UCCU. Love where you back, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. I'm here in Salt Lake City at Mountainland Supply. Hans, you are down in Las Vegas with Lloyd Cole and Christian Cox as pregame show will begin at 5 o'clock local time, 4 o'clock down in Vegas. And then as soon as that game goes final, you'll hop on live again from the Mandalay Bay, getting you ready for postgame as Utah squares off against USC for a chance to win back-to-back conference championship games. Should be a fun one for sure.
How cool is the studio? Have you seen the videos of us here in the Mandalay Bay?
I have seen the videos. I love the fact you guys are down there and just pumping out the content too.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that's what you should do. You know, when you go out to cover a team, you should really take every opportunity to pump out great content as much as you possibly can, because you want to maximize your company's dollar. And I think that's really important. I've always taken that personal, Scotty. So we're going to keep pumping out the Instagrams, pumping out the tweets. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at 975Hants, at Scotty G Zone, at Lloyd Cole Zone, at KSL Sports. You can find it all there. And then the same on Twitter. We'll be pumping out this content. I will tell you, I'm really unhappy with how this Christmas movie bracket is starting out. First of all, I've got Ben Anderson attacking me from our own station. And
He's not attacking. He just has some ideas.
Oh, he came hard over the Muppets Christmas. Hard. Like, you, me, and Lloyd completely missed the boat with the Muppets Christmas, pairing it up against A Christmas Story. If I'm not mistaken, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Lloyd and I were talking about, I think that the Muppets Christmas was kind of a throw-in. It was like, we'll put it in there. There was like 10 of the final in and the final out, and they were one of the final in.
Yeah, it was, if Joe Lunardi was putting together the Christmas movie bracket, it would have definitely been a last four in, for sure. I don't even think I've seen it. I don't really care about the Muppets. I think that's an interesting hill for Ben to fight on. But hey, you know what? There's to each their own, I guess. And so he has a chance to vote them to the next round. Here's the thing. You think we make a mistake? That's fine. Just keep voting for the ones you like. Prove us wrong.
Go vote for the one you like. There, I've had a couple of people reach out and say that the one seed, It's a Wonderful Life against Jingle All the Way was a complete mistake. I don't think that that's a mistake. Jingle All the Way is not very good. And A Wonderful Life should be in the Final Four, if you want my opinion.
Easily.
It should be a Final Four movie. I think that Die Hard got the easiest first round the easiest first round draw with The Holiday. Don't even know what that is. Don't even know. I think Maddie threw that one in there. I'm not sure where that came from. Die Hard versus The Holiday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cameron Diaz.
I have gotten a couple people that have been upset. The fact that While You Were Sleeping did not make the final bracket is not on the bracket at all. I enjoyed that movie. I didn't really consider it a Christmas movie. But in hindsight, it's probably more of a Christmas movie than You've Got Mail. But, again, it's a rom-com. Nobody cares. It'll get tossed in the first round anyway. So, you know, I don't think it's going to advance far anyway. So I'm not too overly concerned about that. But go to KSLSports.com. You'll see the Hans and Scotty movie bracket, and you'll be able to vote for your favorite Christmas movies. And let's get you squared away. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Hans, we're out and about today. You're down in Vegas. I'm here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. We must have a delay kicking up. I am going to warn you a little bit. I believe that there's going to be a massive first-round upset. I think Trapped in Paradise is in a bit of trouble.
I don't like the seating that happened there. I'm not happy with how that played out. So, and I
it
think
got
that
seated
you
against
done,
Frosty.
Gone to great length. You went to great lengths to sabotage it, and I'm not too pleased about that. So I'm glad that you feel comfortable with what you've done, but whatever.
That is not true.
You've done some dirty stuff.
I would never
sabotage.
That's
not okay. Yeah. All right. Lindsay's hanging out with us. We're live here at Mountain Land Supply Company. Power equipment. Come by and hang out. Whatever you need, whether it's, you know, you want to get a jump on spring and summer and get your, you know, your riding lawnmower and all that stuff. But let's be honest. People are a little cranky, Lindsay, because they woke up over the last, you know, a couple times this week. They've got 5 to 6 inches of snow, and they've thrown their back out because they're trying to shovel it, and they're like, I need to get a snowblower. Well, now's the time. Come down here, and let's get you squared away.
We should jump on it while we still have things to sell.
Yeah. And you've got – now, I know that inventory's been a little rough over the last couple of years, but you've got – I mean, I'm seeing a ton of stuff here in stock.
We've got a healthy supply right now.
There's no reason why you shouldn't come down here. And and let's be honest, not every driveway is the same. Your needs might not match somebody else's. You can kind of tailor, you know, come in and say, hey, look, this is what I'm dealing with. You know, what do you suggest?
Yeah, we've got it from just the simple sidewalks to full-blown 6 inches of snow. You name it. We got battery-operated. We got gas-powered. You name it, we got it.
The battery-powered, can they get it done?
Oh, they do. They do a really good job. And they're easy to maneuver, easy to use, real simple.
So it's and you feel a little bit more comfortable sometimes if you haven't, you know, because a lot of people don't do their summerization, whatever you call it. And so they try to fire that thing up and it's not working. You don't have to worry about that with your battery power.
There's nothing like just walking out and pushing a button. And
yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you really have, you need to get rid of some snow, you got the snow plows too.
That's right. We got it all.
Oh, man, this is the place to go. This is like a little slice of paradise, especially when you're giving away free burgers and dogs. And that's for anybody who comes by, right?
Anybody who stops in, come fill your stomach up and buy some stuff.
My guy Alema's already here. He's got the burger down. Ron McBride will be here a little bit later. He'll knock down a burger or two and then say Alema's eating way more burgers than he should, even though Mac will out-eat him. So let's go. Come by. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, 2808 South Main Street. It is Mountainland Power Equipment right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.